Today, we are entering the fifth and last week of Lent. This will be followed by Passion Sunday, Palm Sunday, and finally the Holy Week that will reach its peak on Easter Sunday. In today's Gospel, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live." John chapter 11, verse 25. Death and resurrection are the themes that permeates today's scripture lessons. The three readings of today fit beautifully together as they tell us of death yielding to a new way of life. Today we have the story of the raising of Lazarus from death to bring him back to life, symbolizing that Jesus himself is the resurrection and life. Those who believe in him will never die but will live with him forever. The story opens with the announcement that Lazarus, the brother of Martha and Mary, is ill. Jesus' immediate response is to say that this illness will not result in the death of Lazarus, but that it will be an occasion for God's glory to reveal to all and for glory to come to his son also. Though we are told he had a deep love for Lazarus and his sisters, he remained in the same place for another 2 days. Eventually, he announced to his disciples that they were going to Judea and Bethany, the home of Lazarus, were situated. The disciples immediately show their concern towards Jesus, as the place was dangerous for him and people already tried to stone him. Jesus' response is that of courage, saying that the dead time is the time for getting things done, and when the night comes, nothing can be done. So in the entire episode, Jesus is a central figure who challenged each participant in the episode by clarifying the central issue, that is, the real meaning of death and life. To be raised from death or to be alive means to be in a living and loving relationship with Jesus, who teaches us that resurrection and life are a call to be united with him. The resurrection and life truly gives us the right relationship with Jesus and the Spirit. The gospel story reminds us that Jesus, who called his friend back to earthly life, has the power to give eternal life. It tells us that though our living faith in Jesus, all our physical bodies will be raised in the final resurrection. For he is life and the resurrection. And there lies the source of our hope. And there we see light in the darkness of death. So the question for us today is, do we sincerely believe, like Martha, that Jesus is the resurrection and the life? Do you believe that Christ has conquered death and sin through his own death and resurrection? I am the resurrection and the life. The life here is not the biological life, but eternal life, a life with God. For Jesus promises, whoever believes in me will never die. Therefore, resurrection is not an event at the end of time. Jesus is the resurrection, and he who believes in him is already risen as a new creation. He who believes in Jesus will put on the new man and lead a new life, a life of hope and love. The raising of Lazarus from death is an indication of what Jesus does for us today. He calls us away from all that leads to death, namely sin. We are called symbolically to resurrect ourselves from sin to grace by partaking in the sacrament of reconciliation. Death can take place even while we live. Without Christ, we are dead. Eternal life is not a future event. It is here and now. Living in the spirit of Jesus, in love and love for God, we have a foretaste of life eternal in Christ, the life in fullness.